recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight from Father Augustine Highlander.
More than a prophet. John the Baptist is more than a prophet. What does that mean? We certainly do know that John the Baptist is a prophet. He speaks about Christ, he points to Christ, and in his prophetic role, he enacts an activity which is foreshadowing the crucifixion. John the Baptist is killed, like the prophets before him who were persecuted and killed. So we do know that, obviously, John the Baptist is a prophet. But that seems to cover quite a bit of our Christian life already. We speak about Christ, we act in his name, and we are persecuted. It seems that we've covered the Beatitudes, haven't we? We've looked at the Beatitudes related to our Christian life, rejecting the past. We've looked at the Beatitudes related to our Christian living, looking forward to the future and the present. And we've looked at persecution. It seems that we've covered our Christian life. So what does it mean to be more than a prophet? It seems that being more than a prophet, and yet least in the kingdom of heaven, seems to be hard to reconcile. When we consider what it means to be more than a prophet, we see that instead of looking forward to Christ, we actually act as Christ in this world. To be more than a prophet means to be the fulfillment, to show that Christ himself is saving his people. To be more than a prophet is not just to point out that the blind will see, but to make the blind see. To be more than a prophet isn't just to say that the deaf will hear, but to make the deaf hear. To be more than a prophet is more than just to let the poor know that they will be fed, but to feed the poor. This is what it means to be more than a prophet, to act in the name of Christ. And so in order to act in the name of Christ, we do need to do the works of Christ. What is the first work of Christ? To worship the Father. And so when we are more than a prophet, we can worship the Father, not as someone who will reveal himself, but someone who has revealed himself, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And so to worship the one true God is to do a work of Christ. That is why the liturgy, this Mass, is not our human work. We participate in this work of Christ. This is why at the Mass we pray to the Father. Not in our own words, not in our own name, not in our own activity, but in the words, the name, and the activity of Christ. That is why we can say, Our Father. We do not say, My Father. We do not say, Your Father. We say, Our Father, because now we are praying in the name of Christ. And we are his members. We are the ones who act in his name, speak in his name, and are persecuted. And so James, in his letter, reminds us that we need patience not only to endure persecution, we need patience in order to endure laziness. Because those are the two problems in our Christian life that we have to endure or overcome in our spiritual life. Laziness and persecution. Laziness, maybe people don't want it, maybe I don't want to do it. Persecution, if someone says they don't want it, maybe I don't want to give it to them. Laziness and persecution become main difficulties in our Christian life. As members of Christ, when we take these things personally, then we're actually acting in our own name. If the poor do not want food, does that mean that I will stop giving to the poor? No. I'll find out what they want. If the blind do not want to see, I'll find out what they want to see. If the deaf do not want to hear, I will find out what they want to hear. And so that gets rid of laziness and a fear of persecution, because I am not acting in my own name. I'm not offering something in my own person. I am offering the good love of God, Jesus Christ. And so, how do we help the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the poor to be fed, the mute to speak, and the lame to walk? We give them things to look at and hear, things to walk towards, things to receive. If we only consider that the poor, the blind, the lame, and those who do not see or hear only need one thing or a certain thing, then we are not acting in the name of our God, who gives us every good gift so that we can give it to others. He doesn't just give us some gifts and say, you got to use these in order to evangelize. No, he gives us everything. We have wonderful evangelizers in our time. What do they speak about? Space. What do they speak about? Food. What do they speak about? Family life. All of these things can evangelize. All of these things can open people's eyes, open people's ears. All these things can be things that people will want to go towards. I know this beautiful church. People want to see things like this. I know this beautiful choir. People want to hear things like this. And once they come, they will want to worship like this. These are the things that we want to open people's eyes with, open people's ears with. This is what we want to give to the poor. This is what we want to give to the lame, those who do not want to come. Because this is what God wants to give to us. The beautiful, good, true things that speak about Him. We open our eyes. We take for granted all this. Do not take it for granted. This is what you want to bring people to. Because as a member of the body of Christ, you are more than a prophet.
And that is today's homily highlight. That is Father Augustine Highlander from St. Benedict Lodge. That's the Dominican Retreat House. I think that might be the first time that Father Augustine has been on our homily highlights. What a beautiful homily for that Gaudete Sunday of Advent, that beautiful rose candle.